אברהם שלום. או! לשמוח במצוות. Unbelievable. To be happy with your mitzvahs. Page 173. Wow, we learned already so many pages together. טוב. ממשיך רבינו ואומר, רבינו continues and says, אף על פי כן אסור לא ליפול מזה. A person can't fall from this situation. Any situation. ולכן, רגע, רק צריך לחפש ולמצוא בעצמו איזה מעט טוב. A person has to search and find. Not time to search, like those people who are searching for a wife and they're 50 years old. They're searching. From 20 years old, they're searching. For 30 years, they're searching. Continues to do. Rabbeinu says you have to search and find the good point. Like Rav Arush explained to us already, Rabbeinu says, "Ech efshar, how could it be that a person didn't do in his whole life a mitzvah? The most far Jew in the world. For sure he did a mitzvah in his life. Or davar tov, not even a mitzvah. You know what? Not even a mitzvah, Rabbeinu says. Something good. You've done something good? You've done something good. For sure. Even if not a mitzvah in the Torah. ואף כשמתחיל להסתכל לאותו דבר טוב, and even though he's continuing looking at this good thing, והוא רואה שגם כן מלא פצעים הם אותו, and he looks and he sees even this good thing I did it, I think I did it because I love that person? I did it because I love myself. I feel good myself, and I wanted them to do a favor for me, and that's why I did it. And he found all these blemishes in this good thing that he has done. It's not even a mitzvah maybe. I know, you see that even this mitzvah, this davar shebekdusha, shezachah la'asod al Hashem, he gave him the zchus to do, gam ke male pniyot, right? He had all kinds of, why did he do it? Not for Hashem. Machshavot zarot, and when he did it, he had foreign thoughts, all kinds of thoughts. Ubgamim arve, it's full of blemishes. Im kol ze, even with all this, איך אפשר שלא יהיה באותה מצווה והדבר שבקדושה איזה מעט טוב על כל פנים איכשהו. How could it be that in this mitzvah or something that he did, something good that he did, they won't be something, even a little point of it, that for sure is good. It's a good deed. So it's good. So what if it's all surrounded with a lot of bad things? על כל פנים, איזה נקודת והמצווה והדבר טוב שעשה, right? That, right? Of course it's the good point there that he's done. כי צריך האדם לחפש, the person has to search, ולבקש, and to ask for this. ולמצוא, to find in himself איזה מעט טוב, some little good, כדי להחיות את עצמו, in order to revive himself from this down. ולבוא לידי שמחה, to come into happiness, to come to joy. ועל ידי זה שמחפש ומוצא בעצמו עדיין מעט טוב. So, כתם on. And through this, that a person, he's searching, and he finds in himself, still, something, a good point. על ידי זה הוא יוצא באמת מכף חובה לכף זכות. Of course, he ממש, he truly, he goes out of, איך אומרים, כף חובה? Like, from a negative state to a positive state. כן? לכף זכות. ויוכל לשוב בתשובה, אינני ראוי לתשובה. בבחינות, ועוד מעט ואין רשע, ויתבונן אדם למקומו ואיננו. Right? עוד מעט, if you have a little bit more good, ואין רשע, there will be no bad. You won't be in רשע anymore. יתבונן אדם למקומו, you look at that spot where the person was, ואיננו, he's not there anymore, he's already elevated. And through that little bit, the person elevates. Through that little bit. And of course, Allah Hashim, he always tells us, little bit, you have only a little bit, you have only a little bit. We have billions of mitzvahs that we have done. You have no excuse to be sad. He's talking about someone who has done nothing in his life. The only thing, you know what? He was laying in a coma his whole life. And then he wakes up and he says, what kind of good did I do in my life? Nothing. Then he remembers that before he fell into a coma, when he was 4 years old, he gave a friend something. And he made the friend happy. Oh, it's a good thing I've done. So, now he has to be happy his whole life. For that little point. But we're not in that situation. We were in a spiritual coma for a while, probably. Most of us. But,
I've been 7 years in a coma.
It's a good point. Very good.
It's a coma for 7 years.
Isn't the will to do something good enough?
The will. Even the will. Exactly. You know what? Even more than that. I see, even listen to Rav Auscher. That's 2 weeks. Even the will itself is already a good point. I want. Rabbeinu medaber kan al kol al echad. Rav Auscher writes everything I said. So. Because it's often everything we say is from him. I don't have anything for myself. Everyone knows that. Everything Rav Dror says is from Rav Auscher. And probably everything that you say is probably a lot of stuff, like you just said.
How they've been.
What? With the will, yeah?
Non Jew won't be converted.
What? What?
Non Jew.
Yeah.
They have the will to convert. So you need one. Are you not? You like a Jew?
No.
So what's the will?
The will? A guy doesn't have a neshama. Neshama. That's all. He wants, that's good. If a person, he is talking about Jews, they want. A Jew has to want. I don't really agree. Rabbeinu medaber kan al echad. Rabbeinu, in the little bit and everything, is talking about someone shetzarich lechapes bechol yamav. The Shanav, he has to search and look in all his days and years of his life. Ulay, he was a mitzvah davar tov. Perhaps he has done a mitzvah or something good. In the Nasel Amchish, if we try to describe it, to make it sensible, I don't know, right? To put it into an example, in order for us to understand. Nachshav Adam ben 73, a 73-year-old. I'm not talking about anyone here. Okay, if there's any 73-year-olds here? No? Sheyoshev mechapes im asa pa'am eze mitzvah. And he's sitting, and he's searching. Have I done any mitzvah in my life? When I said he's a chev shavuot ha'cholim shalom, he's trying to remember the past few weeks. ולא מוצא שום מצווה, he's not finding any mitzvah. אז הוא מנסה להיזכר אולי בשנים האחרונות, he looks back a few years back. אולי בשנים האחרונות היה... Maybe in the past few years there was something. And he sees he hasn't done anything good. And so he continues looking through, right? Looking through like, yeah, it's more than digging. It's finding little things. Digging the past, and he sees in the past 60 years since his bar mitzvah, he hasn't done any mitzvah. אבל ביום של הבר מצווה שלו, במצווה הזה, 60 years ago, לקחו אותו לבית הכנסת, took him to shul, והניחו לו תפילין פעם אחת. And they put on a tefillin once. הוא נתן נשיקה לסידור, he gave a kiss to the sidur, he took a photo, right? וזה נגמר כל הקשר שלו עם התורה מצוות. And with this ended his whole connection with the Torah mitzvah. There are people like that. Some people take in the shul, they don't even put a tefillin on. It's a reform shul. You went to a reform shul for bar mitzvah, right? They gave you put a tefillin on it?
I've never talked to Tom until I was 41
years old. You know, also he told me in bar mitzvah they did a reform shul. They didn't put a tefillin on that. You also went to bar mitzvah in a reform shul?
No, they know, but they don't. They
don't use conservative.
Conservative shul they put on his tefillin, right? Yeah. Not even?
My department is a conservative.
If you want... Oh, they have, I saw pictures, they have the Saif.
If whoever doesn't have it, it has one on the wall, it says we'll eat them on top.
Wait, kosher kitchen?
On the wall. Big Tariq on the wall.
Crazy. Really? Just who's gonna write it?
Kosher style.
Who's going to write it otherwise?
No, it's
weird. Maybe it's printed. Maybe it's printed. Maybe it's printed.
I don't know. I think a lot of them are
real. Yeah, they're all real kosher ones?
They don't know what to do with the money. They get a $100,000 check. I want to save the tour. The rabbi goes to Israel. Gets a safer tour.
Sent it in the luggage.
Big money.
Sent it in the luggage.
Those guys make a living off of that. It's The cipher. They make
it. In Los Angeles, there's a University of Judaism, which is up off of Mulholland Drive. And they have so much money that they keep building buildings. There's nobody in them. There's people keep donating to build buildings, and there's buildings with nobody in them. There's,
oh, yes, that brings back memories.
They're just empty, basically. Yeah. There's so much money. The reformers are giving so much money to build those buildings for this university that has nobody there and is building buildings for nobody to go to.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's a fire trap.
Millions and millions of dollars.
So yeah. Sad.
It's a giant fire trap ready for the next Mulholland firestorm.
It's waiting for us, huh?
Yeah.
It's like a Hollywood set. There's nothing there.
Oh, maybe they film movies over there.
No, they film at Universal Studios. Used to work there.
Anyways, Rabbeinu HaKadosh tells him, Achshav techayel atzmecha, now revive yourself with this one mitzvah you have done 60 years ago. How can one be happy with this one mitzvah he's done on his bar mitzvah day? It seems that it's something so far away. אלא שכאן בדיוק השם חנן אותי להביא נקודה נפלאה וחשובה. In this point exactly, השם gave me the... How does the Rav Dror translate this? חנן אותי.
Gave me the wisdom.
To understand a very, very wonderful, important point. שנכון שהמצווה עצמה הייתה לפני 60 שנה. Of course, it's true that the actual mitzvah was done 60 years ago. אבל אתה יכול לסמוך בזה עכשיו, כי זה שייך לך עכשיו ממש. You can be happy with it now. Now it belongs to you. Only now you realize and you appreciate it. Now it belongs to you. כי צריכים להבין את המשמעות של המצווה. It's deep what he's saying now. Doing the mitzvah is not the point. Not only the point. You have to get the understanding behind it. That it's a connector to the Eibishter. If now you understood it was a mitzvah. Now you're 60 years later. You understood it's a mitzvah. Now you're making the connection from that mitzvah. If a person just learns, like we said, learns all day, he doesn't appreciate it, doesn't see that it's a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's learning the Torah of Hashem, it's a waste of time. Of course you get rewards for every moment you learn Torah. But chaval, you're wasting your time. But if 10 years later you'll realize, oh, I was learning Torah for 10 years. He's making the connection right now. He's using that mitzvah that he has done. Now he's using that to make the channel, to make the connection. המשמעות של מצווה היא שהיא, it's very deep what he's saying, it's a deep concept. התחברות עם השם, the meaning of a mitzvah, meaning connecting with Hashem. חיבור עם השם זה חיבור נצחי. A connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is an eternal connection. הוא קיים ועומד לנצח. It stands forever. אי אפשר לקחת לך את זה או לגעת בזה אף פעם. No one can take it from you, no one can touch it. בחיבור נצחי לא שייך מושג של זמן. In an eternal connection, the matter of time is useless. It's not worth anything. Worthless. Why? It's eternal. Eternal is now and then and was and now it is and it will be. Okay? כי זה אינסופי. It's endless. לא מוגבל בזמן. It's not limited by time. ואם אתה שואל איך אפשר לסמוך במצווה שעדה פעם? And if you ask a question, how could I be happy with the mitzvah I did 100 years ago? How could I be happy? Well, with one mitzvah I'll be happy? That proves that you're not understanding the point of a mitzvah. You say, you're not understanding that that mitzvah is connecting you to Hashem. Yeah? Okay? Simcha is not that the fact that I put on tefillin. The simcha is that I made the connection with Hashem. That's the simcha. אז ברור שאתה יכול וחייב לסמוך בזה תמיד. So of course you have to be happy, whole life be happy with this. ולהעריך את זה תמיד, and appreciate it. כי זה דבר שלא נפסק, it's something that does not stop, ולא נגמר ולא נאבד לעד. It never, never gets lost. It's always there. לכן צריכים לסמור בכל מצווה ומצווה. Therefore, a person has to be happy with every single mitzvah. ולא משנה מה המצב של האדם. Nothing to do with your situation that you did the worst sin in the world. What did that do with anything? That connection exists, so you're happy with that connection. אדרבה, וזה לא פוגע כי הוא זה, the fact that he falls in Averis doesn't blemish, doesn't harm even a little bit his obligation to be happy regarding the mitzvahs that he has done. ואדרבה, רק אם הוא יהיה חזק במידת השמחה, opposite, Only if he's happy in the midah of simcha, he will be able to do tshuva. But afoch et kol averot l'schuyot, to change all the sins into merits. Hasimcha yatnai l'tshuva. Happiness is a condition for doing tshuva. V'atshuva yisiba gdola v'nifla liot v'simcha. And tshuva is a beautiful reason to be happy. If a person is doing tshuva, he has to be happy for that itself. Oh, making connection with Hashem. It's the biggest connection with Hashem, doing tshuva. כל פעם שהיצר הרע ינסה להפיל אותך, אז every time the יצר will try to throw you down, על ידי שיראה לך את ההבנות והפגמים והתאוות, through showing you, oh, look how bad you are, look how many blemishes, look how many sins, look how many this, אתה תאמין בכוח התשובה, you believe in the power of תשובה, ותתחזק ברצונות התפילות, and you'll strengthen yourself with desires, strong will, and תפילות, שעל ידי זה תהפוך את הכל לזכויות. Through this you'll be able to change all the sins into great merits. It's ממש unbelievable. So, we have 4 minutes, really a little bit of